This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Carter here. Welcome back to the Sports Criminals March Madness special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. In today's episode, we've teed up a moment in time that sparked a golf legend's fall from grace. I'm referring to the 2009 car crash of Tiger Woods. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more shocking sports events from history, be sure to tune in right here every day to our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving night, 2009, 2:25 a.m. The upscale community of Windermere, just outside of Orlando, Florida, was enjoying a quiet, peaceful evening until it wasn't.
A cacophony of smashing metal woke Windermere's residents from their food comas. Rushing out to see what the commotion was, they saw a crashed Cadillac Escalade outside the house of the neighborhood's most famous inhabitant, Tiger Woods.
And the legendary golfer was behind the wheel.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 20th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2009 and the infamous car crash that precipitated Tiger Woods' fall from grace.
In 2009, Tiger Woods had a lot to be thankful for. That April, the 14-time major winner met President Obama in the Oval Office. In October, Forbes magazine celebrated the 33-year-old golfer as the first athlete to earn $1 billion. But as Thanksgiving approached, things took a turn.
According to sources close to Elin Nordegren, Tiger's wife, she caught wind that a story was about to come out about an affair her husband had with a nightclub hostess named Rachel Yucatel.
When Elin confronted Tiger, he said there was no truth to it. He even had her speak on the phone with Yucatel, who corroborated Tiger's claims of innocence. But Elin wasn't so sure.
The next day, when Tiger left his cell phone unattended, Elin did some snooping. And she found some very incriminating messages.
Elin didn't act immediately. Her mother was in town, and a showdown with Tiger would have certainly ruined the Thanksgiving spirit. After they'd had their fill of turkey, Tiger took an Ambien and hit the hay. But Elin couldn't sleep.
She allegedly texted Yucatel from Tiger's phone, pretending to be him. She asked Yucatel when they could see each other again. Despite the late hour, Yucatel responded immediately.
Enraged, Elin woke Tiger up and confronted him. One thing led to another, and she chased him out of the house, threatening him with a golf club. With Elin hot on his heels, Tiger jumped into his Escalade.
But in his Ambien-fueled haze, he barely got out of the driveway before hitting a fire hydrant and slamming into a tree.
When neighbors arrived on the scene, they found Tiger passed out in the street. Elin was standing by the car, golf club in hand. The car's two back windows were shattered. She told bystanders that she had broken them to try and get her husband out of the wreck.
Legally, the only punishment Tiger faced was a $164 fine for careless driving and a few points deducted from his license. But as more information trickled out, his public image took an irrevocable hit.
His affair with Yucatel had only been one of many. According to tabloid reports, Tiger confessed to having sex with as many as 120 women during his five-year marriage to Elin.
With sponsor after sponsor pulling out of their endorsement deals, Tiger checked into rehab for sex addiction on January 16th, 2010. But it was too little too late. That August, he and Elin divorced.
His golf career cratered as well. He didn't win another major until he scored an improbable victory at the 2019 Masters, nearly a decade after the crash.
After the win, celebrities flocked to congratulate Tiger. LeBron James, Serena Williams, and even now former President Obama took to Twitter to praise him. Basking in the glow of victory, the indignation and public shaming he had faced 10 years earlier were all but a distant memory. As the saying goes, winning solves everything.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. And we'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch all our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.